From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Slate's Michael Kinsley with opinion and analysis about the meaning of a very violent weekend in Baghdad. First, we're going to that Iraqi capital for our lead. A series of car bombs exploded in Baghdad today. Dozens of people were killed. Hundreds are wounded. This follows a rocket attack yesterday on one of the best-protected buildings in the city, the Rashid Hotel in Baghdad, where the U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary and Iraq war advocate Paul Wolfowitz was staying overnight. He escaped harm, but an American soldier was killed. Others were wounded. NPR's Jackie Lydon led Morning Edition today with a riveting account from the streets of Baghdad. She joins us now by phone. Jackie, what more can you tell us about the bombings?
Well, this morning when we were reporting, Alex, although we had a sense that there were other explosions in the city, we could not have known what a pattern there were, which was actually going on. In fact, the bombing at the humanitarian center, the Red Crescent or Red Cross here, was actually preceded by an attack a few minutes earlier on a police station. And then just 20 minutes after the Red Cross bombing, there was another attack on another police station. And 20 minutes after that, another, and so on, until we had a total of four completed attacks and a fifth one attempted.
Jackie, was there anything striking to you about the manner of these attacks?
Well, the U.S. military wants to say that this is not connected to the al-Rashid bombing yesterday and that they weren't coordinated, but indeed the manner in each case was similar. Someone drove up in a vehicle, ramming the gates or coming as close as possible to the building. In two cases, the vehicles they were using were actually like the vehicles the facilities used. In other words, an ambulance was used against the Red Crescent Red Cross, and a car painted to look like a police car was driven by a guy who wore an Iraqi police uniform. So there was definitely that sort of coordination, and the Iraqi police I spoke to today certainly thought there was coordination.
Well, if there's coordination, who's doing the coordination? Who's behind this?
More and more you hear about foreigners, people sympathetic to either Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden. There was an arrest made today, and the U.S. military confirmed that arrest. I went to a hospital where a doctor and administrator said that they treated a guy who had been brought in by the police, who shot him before he was able to complete the last attack on a police station. And this guy was a foreign national who told the hospital staff that he was from Yemen and that he had come here through Syria to attack Iraq. Now, that is a quote from the hospital staff. What we have from the U.S. military is that they picked up a guy with a Syrian passport. I am assuming that this is the same guy.
Jackie, just in walking around the streets of Baghdad now, how are the Iraqis that you meet reacting to this?
Well, the Iraqis I've talked to tonight feel sad. You know, this is the first day of Ramadan. Schools just opened a couple of weeks ago. The curfews have been lifted. So there are, you know, these small signs that people were hoping for normalcy. But today, by any calculation, is the worst day, even including the UN bombing and the incident in Najaf. I mean, it is the highest casualty toll since the end of major combat on May the 1st. And, you know, a number of people said to me, who could be doing this? These people are animals. This is against Iraqis, against Americans, against anyone really with a humane expectation. And so I think that people are very saddened. One military advisor last night told me that this is Northern Ireland with a bit of the West Bank and Lebanon thrown in, and I think Iraqis feel sad to see themselves drawn into that sort of vortex.
NPR's Jackie Lydon in Baghdad. Thank you, Jackie.
My pleasure, Alex. Thank you.